This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We are back here on Loud and Local. Last you heard, we had Midnight Movie in studio. We had to bum rush them out the room, and now we got Murder Weapons in studio. We got the three members of Murder Weapons. Welcome to Loud and Local, y'all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Hell yeah. So I got to ask, is this your first time here? Is this your first time doing a radio interview? I would assume probably not. You guys have been doing it for quite a while.
We have, but our first time on KISW.
Right on.
So that's all that matters right now, right?
Absolutely, guys. Thank you very much for coming up. So you guys have a show coming up March 16th at El Corazon. It's a big one with Carnifex, Three Teeth, The Browning, Scold, and of course, Murder Weapons. Metal Shop presents that show, so tickets are available now.
Through us.
Yeah, through you guys.
Yes.
Absolutely. And you guys are going to be selling some tickets coming up here at the Church Cantina. Is that correct?
Yes. On Saturday night, the 29th, we are celebrating the International Women in Horror Month. We are affiliated with Crypticon. We've been working with them for the past couple of years and love to see all the work they've done. Blood drives. They've done feminine hygiene products for women's shelters.
Awesome.
And celebrating this. So many women in horror, either actresses or writers, directors, musicians, that just really don't get celebrated enough. So we're happy to be at that event, and we will have our tickets on sale there as well.
Cool. Right on. Well, let's talk a little bit about the formation of the band and how long you guys have been at it. Let's go back to day one, step one. Who had the idea? Whose brainchild was this? How'd you guys meet? And were you guys friends before?
Or? Oh, God. Okay. So back in the day in my little tiny horrible apartment, I was composing music on the computer.
Yeah.
Because I just realized you can do that. So I started doing that. And then I started, putting a band together like you do. I got a keyboard player, and then, the other members kind of accumulated. My singer backed out like a month before our first gig opening for Thrill Kill Cult at the defunct Studio 7. So yeah. I was like, hey, I need, someone to do this. And my good friend Asher recommended, now my good friend Dawn here.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, I can do this. And I was like, okay, so I need you to write all the lyrics and I need you to come up with all the vocals to this songs because I don't have anything done in the shows in a month.
30
okay,
days.
Cool. So,
and I'm in like two other bands.
No pressure.
And work a day job.
Get it done.
So,
She got it done. Yeah, it was amazing. That started a whole thing.
And if she can do that, then screw it. She could do anything, right?
Yeah.
That's
for
awesome.
Sure.
Hell
so
yeah.
We've been doing things since then.
And what year was that?
2012,
nice,
that was,
dude.
I believe.
And then Sean came on
2016.
4 years ago?
It seems
like a long time, but
yeah.
My good friend Pamela Moore recommended Sean.
Yeah. Insane voice.
She recommended Sean to us, so that was a blessing.
Yeah, I was actually recording some guitar for this other band at Howard Lee's mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And she lives in the mother-in-law there.
Yeah.
I actually never really met her partner. Uh-huh. Outside, and I think she had heard us play.
She heard you.
And then,
she's like, Sean's this great guitar player.
I actually didn't personally meet her until well after I'd already joined the band. It's kind of a funny story. But, yeah.
So let's talk, I guess, a little bit about your connection to horror. So you guys, you have this connection to Crypticon. How did that come about? And, like, what are some of your favorite horror-related movies, some of your favorite characters? What's your connection to horror, and how'd you guys get involved with Crypticon?
Well, I've always loved horror. Like, as a little kid, that was kind of my escape, that and music.
Yeah.
I've always loved horror. My parents actually let me and my brothers watch horror when we were like 5 or 6 years old.
Oh, so that's probably why you are the way you are.
So I know probably in today's, you know, parenting, that's entirely unacceptable, but we turned out okay.
Yeah.
And I've just always loved horror so much. So meeting Jesse and being able to write this kind of music was mm-hmm. like the perfect fit. Because I've sang gospel. I've sang top 40, metal, electronic, EBN. I mean, I've sung all kinds of things. But nothing really felt like a click until this, because it was horror and music together.
Nice.
And I had had several people tell me, you got to hook up with Crypticon over the years. You got to hook up with Crypticon. I'm like, yeah, okay. How do I hook up with Crypticon? And so it just all kind of came about a couple years ago that I got to meet Eric and Troy, who are kind of, you know, the head honchos of Crypticon. And we just clicked. A couple years ago, we tried our video, and then we decided to have like a whole hour of videos from horror bands. So hopefully we get to continue doing that. We're excited about this year. That'll be on May 1st through 3rd.
May 2nd, that's the day that's
May
happening.
May 2nd will be us, yeah.
There's going to be a panel, and there's going to be screenings of horror-related music videos from a bunch of local artists, and, you know, just the usual fun of Crypticon as well, so
mm-hmm.
good times. Down there in SeaTac.
Yeah, so I'll be there. I'll say what's up to you guys and watch some of the videos.
We will be walking around.
So we're going to be playing some songs from the record Pulling Teeth, and this came out in 2019, is that right?
Yeah, that was quite an effort, thus the name. It was a challenge to get it out, but, you know, it finally came out, and, mm-hmm. you know, it's got a lot of, you know, this is the first record with the first, with this lineup, I guess you could say, with this mm-hmm. lineup, with Sean, you know, helping us write on it. He's brought a lot of different sounds to it from the first album, so we're really psyched about that, and we don't have them here tonight, but there's a bunch of remixes on there as well from Assemblage 23 and
awesome.
X-Fusion and Aesthetic Perfection.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it's definitely worth listening to, but, you know, we like the original tracks, too.
Yeah, there you go. So we're going to be playing the originals here tonight. We're going to be going into Hyde and Jonestown. You guys want to jump in? Tell me a little bit about these songs, or maybe some of the lyrical or idea content behind them. I can assume, I mean, Hyde and Jonestown.
Well, we try to make it obvious. Hyde, well, was really, you know, I composed the song Home, and that was just kind of my first experiment with a new programming technique that is pretty basic, but, you know, I had just kind of learned it, and I was like, oh, this is amazing, we should do this. And then Don was like, oh, this is awesome, and Sean's like, oh, this is awesome, and here we have, you know, a song with the whole Jekyll and Hyde thing. I think it's supposed to be a metaphor for drug abuse or something.
It is addiction.
Something deep like that.
Like, you when know? You think you know somebody and they have an addiction problem, whether it be alcohol or drugs, and they turn out to be somebody different. So,
but it's still a bumping track.
It is, yeah.
Right on.
And I correlated it with, of course, I love old movie monsters as well. So
there you go.
Jekyll and Hyde.
And then Jonestown, also pretty explanatory. So
yes.
Right on. We're going to go into those right now. It's Murder Weapons here on Loud and Local. You can catch on March 16th, opening for Scold, Three Teeth, The Browning, and Carnifex. Do you know, are you guys going to be playing first, second, third, you know? Or
I'm sure we'll be first because we're the local kids.
There you go. It's a killer lineup, and it's going to be awesome to see you guys with Carnifex. So again, March 16th at El Corazon. It's Murder Weapons here on Loud and Local.
screams you hear. I don't care how many anguish tries. Death is a million times preferable to 10 more days of this life. If you knew what was ahead of you, if you knew what was ahead of you, you'd be glad to be stepping over tonight.
Tuning in, we're talking with Murder Weapons here on Loud and Local. If you like what you hear, they're going to be playing March 16th at El Corazon with Scold, Three Teeth, The Browning, Carnifex, and of course, Murder Weapons. You're hearing songs from Pulling Teeth, their newest album that is available now. And yeah, so people can purchase tickets from you guys coming up. It's this weekend, right?
Yes, on the 29th.
At the Church Cantina. And where is that again?
In Tacoma. It's on South Tacoma Way.
Right on. So I got to ask you guys, are you guys a Seattle band, a Tacoma band, a Puyallup band, a Sumner band? Where are you guys
huge
from?
Huge in Puyallup.
Nice.
No, just kidding.
No, we're, I don't know, technically we're a Seattle band. Dawn's from Tacoma.
I live in Tacoma.
We're based here, you know, Seattle, Tacoma. What's the difference?
You're a SeaTac band.
40-minute drive. Close enough. Yeah, we'll see what the difference.
But we practice in Tacoma.
We practice in Tacoma.
So you're a Tacoma band. We've settled it.
Yeah.
But we write songs in Seattle.
Oh!
Sort of.
Well, okay, what is it? What is it?
We used to practice in West Seattle.
Yeah.
But then they made that place a storage.
They tore down our practice space and made it into a storage space.
We're a Pacific Northwest band.
Thank you.
There we go.
That's good. Unity. So let's go a little bit back in the tree of musical life with you guys. Oh, so what was the first album that you guys actually purchased? So let's even if it's embarrassing, I want to know. First CD, tape, whatever it was.
Jesse's was Barney.
That you purchased on your own, totally. Not given to you by a cooler older brother or like your grandparents. What was the first one that you used your own money?
It was Barney.
It was Barney.
Was it?
I knew it. I knew it.
I was going to say, the purple hair. The purple hair is very funny.
Yeah.
What can I say? Thanks to my girlfriend for helping me with that.
Nice.
But no, my first album was Greatest Kiss, a compilation of Kiss songs.
Nice. Okay.
It was during their farewell tour in 2000.
Which farewell?
The first one. The first farewell tour, I saw them up there.
Of many.
Well, actually, no, I didn't see them up there. I saw a picture of Gene Simmons in the local rag. And, you know, it was like me at, you know, maybe 10 or 11 years old. And I was just, it was him and all his makeup and armor and all that. And I was like, oh, my God, you can do that. So, you know, I had a lot of those moments as I grew up, of just moments where I realized you can do that, really. So, you know, I got the Greatest Kiss album. I listened to a bunch of that. And then I started growing my collection. And then I branched out. And eventually I discovered Marilyn Manson, you know, when I was an angsty teenager. And did that whole thing and kind of grew out of it. But, you know. Then I moved up here, and here we are.
Right on. And how about you?
I think that Kiss was also my, believe it or not, my first album.
Really?
And I was, like, obsessive, compulsive with it because I had to get... This was just when they did the solo albums.
Oh, okay, cool.
Now that I think back, they were really bad.
No.
But as a little girl, I thought it was just the greatest thing. And then I went, like, I had to buy all of them.
Yeah.
So I was 8 years old as well.
Yeah.
And those were my first albums. And I listened to them over and over and over and over again. I did gymnastics routines to them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Which one was your favorite?
What, gymnastic routine or album?
Which I think Paul Stanley's was my favorite. It was.
And how about you then? Which one was your favorite?
Ace all the way.
Okay.
Ace and then Peter, then Gene, and then Paul.
Fair enough.
Gene Simmons did something with Cher, remember?
He did something with a million people, but who cares? We're not talking about that. Sean,
My first album I bought on my own, actually was a Metallica S&M tape.
The orchestra album.
My parents were a little bit strict, so it was kind of hard. I had to, like, sneak music
in. Contraband,
sneak music in. And same. So, like, Metallica with the symphony seemed a little more...
Like, it's high, bro.
It was a little more sophisticated, and I was able to kind of convince them.
There's violins on my own.
But, yeah, that was the first one. And then, I mean, I was living in Wyoming in the time,
sure.
So, I mean, we didn't, you know... Emperor and all those other bands that, you know, I didn't...
Didn't quite get out there.
No. We had no idea about that.
You had to come to the city for that one. Right on. Well, so let's talk about Northwest bands. What are some of your favorite Northwest acts? I know, you know, you might not necessarily originally be from the Northwest, but what are some acts from either whether they're still playing now or greatest of all time? Just some Northwest bands or artists that have made an impression on your life.
Well, Chris Cornell, I adored him the first time I ever heard his voice.
Incredible
and I
voice.
Was blessed enough to be able to meet. I met him and seen him perform, and he's amazing. Next, I would say Pamela. I started taking lessons in the 90s with Pamela Moore.
Awesome.
And she is just like the most wonderful human being ever. She's so kind.
Yeah.
She's an amazing teacher.
Sweetheart.
Amazing performer. She is kind. She never says a bad word about anyone.
That's awesome.
She's my mentor. And so I've been very blessed to be able to study with her and to have her as a friend for many years.
Hell yeah. How about you guys?
I don't know. Ask Sean.
Well, Sean. I guess for me, like, well, I mean, I'm in another project too, and we play like some of my, like my friends' bands. I guess I kind of that I've met while playing like Rat King.
They're awesome.
And Ryan, those two bands are like some are really close friends. I really dig their music.
Love that new Rat King album. So good.
Oh yeah, and they're great dudes. And their music just has this nastiness I really like. So
absolutely,
yeah.
And how about you, man?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of some of the bands that we've played with over the last couple of years, like Pill Brigade. They're some of my favorite guys.
Yeah.
Let's see, who else? Two Libras, those guys are great.
Critic
Messages was this old band that we played with. I think that they're defunct now, but they were always fun to play with. Just bands that, you know, we do a lot
Endless
of...
Thunder.
Endless Thunder, also defunct, amazing band.
Yeah.
But we do a lot of shows with people who, you know... Like, they're friends, so it doesn't even really matter how successful the show is because you're playing with your friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, your pocketbook might hurt, but at the end of the night, it's still fun.
It's
and who
time.
Has a pocketbook anyways?
Right? So. Who's got a checking account anyways? Who cares?
Stupid.
Right? So we're going to go into another song here by Murder Weapons. Again, they're going to be playing March 16th at El Corazon with Scold, Three Teeth, The Browning, Carnifex, and, of course, Murder Weapons. You can get tickets this weekend in Tacoma at the Church Cantina for the Women in Horror Month celebration. We're playing songs from Pulling Teeth, which is available now. We've got Serpent, and then we'll be back with more for them after the commercial break, after this song. It's Serpent here by Murder Weapons. It's Loud and Local on The Rock. We're back here on Loud and Local, the last time you'll hear my stupid voice. So, I gotta mention, again, March 16th at El Corazon, the band you've been hearing, Murder Weapons, is going to be playing with Scold, Three Teeth, The Browning, and Carnifex. And tickets are available from the band. You can purchase them this weekend at the Church Cantina, Tacoma. Are you guys going to be dressed up at all in any kind of horror costumes?
Oh, yeah.
We'll be looking pretty, as always.
Nice.
Blood, tears, and... Lots of eyeliner.
Eyeliner for days.
If people are not familiar with the band as far as like your visuals and seeing you live, what's a couple words that would you would use to describe a Murder Weapons performance?
Oh, God.
Splash zone. Well, we used to be Splash Zone. You don't splash as much anymore since we had some sound men that were not very happy about having blood in the speakers.
Uh-oh. Lots of complaining. But there's confetti, there's makeup.
It's
everyone
powerful.
Has wirelesses, so we all interact with
I have
everyone.
A nail bat that I run around stage with.
Saw bat. There's a saw bat. If anyone has ever seen a saw bat, this is the place to see it.
Yeah.
It's like a death match.
Yeah.
Dude,
it is.
Pretty
much.
Gnarly.
Absolutely.
You know, Sean plays guitar, and that's not bad all the time. Kind of worth listening to.
And, that's awesome.
Yeah, like a lot of, I don't know, I mean, we've got a lot of visuals, but a lot of our music is indescribable. That's the word. A lot of our music is indescribable. People have a hard time describing it.
If you like horror, you will like our music.
Pretty much. You'll like the music.
And the visuals.
You'll like the aesthetic. The whole thing goes together, mm-hmm. and, you know, everyone else on the bill is amazing, so you should definitely come out.
Absolutely.
And it's still kind of danceable, actually.
Yeah. That's true,
it's stompy.
You know, so...
Very stompy.
Stompy. I like that as a descriptive word.
It's got
stompy.
Some oomph to it.
Oomph.
Boots and cats.
Nice.
Boots and cats.
So the album is Pulling Teeth. It's available now. If people are not able to make it out to the show for whatever reason, what's a way that they can support the band? Maybe check out the music and, you know, support the band or follow you guys online.
Cancel their plans and come to the show anyways.
Yes.
In lieu of that, there's Bandcamp, Reverb Nation, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, whatever the difference is these days. Amazon.
YouTube, I definitely, if you want to see our videos, then definitely go on YouTube. But you could just go to Google and put Murder Weapons Band, and there's like all the articles ever done about us, all the websites that we're on, music, video, photos.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Pretty much, Google Murder Weapons Band, you'll find us in our music. It's not that hard.
Right on, guys.
Absolutely.
Right on. Well, what's something you guys are looking forward to in 2020?
Mountain biking.
That's Sean.
Nice.
I'm looking forward to Crypticon. I'm super excited about that. And we're also planning a new video. So that process is always super exciting for us, trying to figure out where we want to have the video, the location.
Yeah.
We lucked out the last one. We got to be at the Fright Factory. So it was like everything culminated to what we are, and mm-hmm. we got to have our video in a haunted house, which was perfect.
Mm-hmm. And what's something you're looking forward to, man?
Not mountain biking. I'm looking forward to the
BMX biking.
No, the new video, I'm actually looking forward to that a lot. Don and I were talking on the way here about some new ideas for it involving slow-mo and snow and all sorts of interesting
blood.
Stuff. Blood, snow, fire.
Bloody snow.
We're looking forward to that. Sean and I have been working on some new tracks. We've got a ballad that we have some high hopes for with a hook so
Murder
big.
Murder ballad.
Murder ballad.
Dude, this song has a hook so big you could land a whale shark on it.
And I will.
I'm very much looking forward to everybody hearing that, but, you know, we have to
We've never really done a ballad.
A murder ballad. So it's going to happen.
That's awesome. Before we play the last song here from the set, let's do shout outs and thank yous for anyone that you want to acknowledge while you're hanging out here at the radio station.
I'd like to say hi to Celeste and tell her that my phone is dead. So
he's not a musician.
Sean needs a ride. So I might need you to pick me up.
Oops.
No, I'm just kidding.
Downtown Seattle, come get him before the bums do.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'd like to shout out to Ash and Amy Tetronaut, who does such a fabulous job with our videos. Mm-hmm. My mentor, Miss Pamela Moore, and Sean Jordan, who's listening right now.
All right, and a shout out to my best girl, Faith, and Stacy in Oklahoma. Thanks for listening. You guys are awesome.
Hell yeah, right on. Well, again, it's March 16th at El Corazon. Follow them on all social media and devices and all that good stuff. And go check that out. Show up early for Murder Weapons, Scold, Three Teeth, The Browning, Carnifex. We're going to play another song from Pulling Teeth. It's Zodiac. All right, I need you guys to yell real quick. Our slogan is The Rock, right? The Rock. I need you guys to do that in 1, 2, 3.
The Rock!
Awesome. It's Murder Weapons here on Loud and Local.
The Rock.
Awesome.
really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.